前几天我们讲的是法念珠很重要的意思，就是法开始谈到了，就是那个这是法色相，从地大色相是因，水大地色相是缘等等，像色法、心法、名法很多种，它有它的特性。但是它重要点就是特性而已，因为一个人很清楚的体会到的特性呢，就会看到这个无我，无我相无我相就是一种自然现象。不是你，不是我，不是他，是灵魂，是一个自然现象。可是那个自然现象不是独立的，你看清楚呢，就是看到了因缘，而且就是色相的后面是那个因缘法。这个因缘法是什么呢？就是讲就像我们讲的是很多东西，就是好像一个我讲一个matrix中文叫什么？矩阵。那矩阵，矩阵。它这个矩阵呢，也不是可以肯定的，它一直变的。那水一直流的，那叫水长流。流的，是一种水你要抓它来，暂时好像抓到它，但是再深入去更难抓，越深越难抓的，所以要用理论来解释不简单，像那个什么。physics 是一个 formula about the law of uncertainty 有吗？The law, what law is that? About the atom, about the electron.
M 等于那个一点 MC 平方。
哦，那个叫做爱因斯坦。
牛顿的。牛顿的。
对对对。
就是测不准定。
这个是 what physics?
Quantum.
Quantum physics 啊。You want the speed, you cannot be certain where is it. You want the where it is, you cannot certain about the speed. Something like that, right? So, 所以你要讲理论来解释的，我都是用这个二十四年。那这个二十四因缘呢，很好奇很 interesting 是给你看破，然后你讲那个真实法、色法、色法、因法、什么法，这些法可以改给你看破，这些就是讲。虽然呢，我们讲真实法，它真实法是一个表面而已。 还有再生啊，所以说因缘法、啊、是看你投入的多深啊，啊，体会的不同。所以世界上呢，你管到什么也好，你不要当它是真啊，你当它是真，你就死在那边。啊啊！我涅槃是真吗？当然涅槃是真，但是你没有体会，你不会讲。啊，如果人体会了了，他不讲。因为他知道嘛，讲，讲什么？不知道你讲什么。如果人问你涅槃是什么，不管，我修就对。这个是就对了，啊，这个，所以要重要是反映出来，有达到这个因缘法的意思，啊，就是指比如呢，你学那个24因缘啊什么，你修心没有观这个第二观之类的清楚啊，懂不懂？啊。不明白的事情，不是管不着，是不明白的事情。So we're talking about this Dhammanupassana. When Dhammanupassana, that means you have to bypass the other Nupassana, then you do Dhammanupassana means phenomena. In this case, you don't really, for example, when the body foundation mindfulness, the main core of the practice is based on the body. Feelings is on feelings, consciousness is on the consciousness. But Dhamma is just on phenomena. You don't say you base mainly on the body, or, which is Dhammanupassana, one part of it, not the whole thing. You look at it as a whole thing. Consciousness is also Dhammanupassana because it's phenomena. But it's not the main core. The main core of Dhammanupassana is phenomena. The phenomena, there's so many phenomena. Which phenomena? Main phenomena is not any phenomena, but conditioning. Conditioning. To give you an example, when you watch Dhammanupassana, first, of course, before you start, you have to you see that as phenomena. So the first surface, that is the surface of the water, is the specific characteristic of the individual realities. Earth element, rigidity, water element, cohesion, feeling, depending on what you're feeling. Painful feeling is highly upset, oppressive feeling, sensations, and so on. And so, this is only the surface. No? You cannot, you grab onto one, to call it really get to the point of the Dhammanupassana. What Dhammanupassana is if you watch, for example, pain. Pain is one of the phenomena which is oppressive. So when you watch the pain, you find that the pain doesn't stay in. You can say it's only the pain. Pain, you look at it, the different type of pain. And then not only that, the mind is there watching the pain. So many things are involved, no? You watch the rising falling, you okay, rising falling. But no, the rising falling, it's only the mind that watching the rising falling. The rising falling goes in different ways depending on so many other conditions. The wind element, the earth element, the water element. Even the sound. Especially if you have a lot of wind, too much beans. Being coming to the top, being going to the bottom. Patana talks about that.
You don't serve beans.
No? I thought I ate some beans today. Tofu is also beans.
Tofu.
Hongdou, Qingdou, Lidou. But not so big. No? Sometimes Western vegetarian, they cook lentils. No? And so, once it's terrible. Do you know Slovakia? I don't know what Slovakia has their own theory of nutrition. We serve the first part, you must eat food that get rid of anger. So they serve a lot of beans. And I said, you know, I said, look, this is the smelliest meditation hall in the world. People found him, ah. People. It's ridiculous. Anyway, this comes to the rising falling also, you want sound, huh? And smell. So they're all interconnected. So the idea is the connections. Connections. And the connections, the different types of connections indicated in the Abhidhamma are the 24 conditioning. The different ways that they are connected. When you said the different ways of this connection, are they dhammas? They are also dhammas. What is Dhamma? Dhamma is phenomena. Connection is also phenomena. Right? Objective conditioning. Like the eye, the object and the mind comes together. They must come together before there's knowing. And that connection is also Dhamma. And that becomes the main object in the second inside knowledge. The Vacaya Parigraha of conditionality. So that is the one which is who's into the what we call the dhammas, and all the different what we call parts of the dhamma, the prasanna, like hindrances, khandas, aggregates, all those connected with this conditioning. So you watch them like watching a group. That's where the cloud method comes in, very useful. Because you're used to seeing one thing in a group. And you see not the only one thing in a group, you see the conditioning that is happening in the group. Here is a concept, I see what you say. Every concept just no concept. This is also So when you get that, and then you get into the actual Dhammanupassana, that means you don't see only the surface, go in. Because once you go in, you see all the different connections, formations, and finally you go to the three universal characteristics. Sorry, this is just a moment of financial.
把孙那这样子建第二关是建临时的建法，是不是？建法嘛。你是把啊，建法，建法，那不是那个涅槃的法啦，还是建法？啊，一年法，啊，一年法，就是那个好像那个水啊，一年就是那个就是每一个特香啊，就是把那个香一打进去啊，那个水里面就是那法了，养生啊。又广又深，最广呢就是讲到那个二十四亿年，就是那个阿毗昙摩第七本书里面呢，好像照个故事讲啊，我的故事讲啊，他这个阿毗昙摩的师父啊，他在海中啊，看那个大海啊，哇，大海这样大，这样广啊，这样子，他就想，我们的佛法就好像那个。阿毗昙摩就好像那个大海这样啊，他也这样的想，观想啊，哦，他可以，他用这个比喻啊，有这样的一个故事，所以，刚才我讲英语啊，这个二十四因缘啊，那这个二十四因缘有很一个因缘是什么？根啊。Itu pacayo, aramana pacayo, adipati pacayo, anantara pacayo, ini hoyo mungkin saya. Itu pacayo itu kena. Aramana se soyena. Soyena. Ya, di sana. Adipati sensu.
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 Oh, sensu.
Adipati. 的绿的如何如何啊，
是不是
因为
力量
力，嗯，有一个一个一个了啊，啊，
我思考一下，
不用了。啊，那些呢啊，也是法嘛，啊，但是以那个两相啊，目标啊，目标所缘法啊，眼根啊，色尘啊，跟眼识啊，两个一起来的嘛，啊，他没有眼识，就没有什么一瞄起来就在于那个啊，所以他给他一起眼你。缘起就是那个所缘因缘，所缘缘呐，啊，所以那个所缘缘呢，也是法，啊，所以就好像那个我们讲的这个第二观是用这个所当成目标，啊，所缘缘就是讲好像看两个东西了，但重要呢是看它的关系，啊。他也不是唐僧摘到，他也是神灭啦，啊，所以看到这个神灭心啊，更深啊，所以意思是你再跟深深啊，那个观得到那个智慧啊，就把握过全个法，哦，把握到全个法，广到像大海这样。那么呢，如果那个智慧成熟呢，他就很成熟，啊，人做出那些比较高的道果啊，那要保护很多了，很大的范围了，那才达到。所以，但是这个呢，里面的这个那几圣是什么？
几圣
？还有几圣啊？如果你要理论来讲呢，就看他的从他的真实法来讲，啊，因为讲是开始好像那个 map 嘛，就要看那边嘛，你到了走路了你会真实的了啊，就看那个 map 嘛，游大海的那神奇的 map 嘛，哎，用。因为理论是要在那边理论讲嘛，你沉浸去了，什么理论都不会讲的，你没有观念嘛。你讲理论呢，就是用观念来讲嘛。你深进去讲什么观念呢？没有观念了，你讲什么？但是不是没有体会哦，没有经验哦，可以经验有体会的哦，但是没有语言哦，啊，所以讲呢，就是说在表面来讲啊。讲这个真实法啊，这因缘啊，啊，从那边再进去了，啊，就是那些三法因缘的阶段了，啊，所以从那边呢，佛陀讲法呢，引导人到智慧解脱，那是有很多种法，他说一个法，他有讲到就是讲到五盖。五盖那边都是啥？五盖法就是给人知道啊，什么是恶法啊？修行怎样对面啊，对付这些恶法啊？所以这个是一种法，也一种因缘啊。啊，这个这个的因缘就是本的因缘，还是这个因缘？所以就是在这个里面啊。我其实怀疑的是南部的南部的人，不是自述了是吧？自述啊，几正恶法那边的那边的力量，恶法的那边的力量啊，但是恶法的力量啊，它不是在心一边的，因为心啊 没有方向的哦。
嗯。
啊，没有东南西北哦，那个是观念是没有方向，它全部在里面哦。啊，在你那个脊椎里面哦。啊，所以你可以这样看呢，啊，就是看到那个法的一种圆满，有正确的这关节。那关节跟它的不平衡，啊，但是全部它的重要点是它的功用，就是它盖住生病，啊，盖住生病，怎样盖住生病？啊，很多方法来盖住生病，啊，这个就是魔王的方法。And so, understanding that these formations, this mind-body processes is like an ever-changing matrix where you cannot really grasp the whole of it, but just a moment. Then, we understand that what we mean by Dharma, Vipassana, you go into these states. And of course, you go into these states, you find that many things are happening because when you jump into the water, the matrix, all sorts of things. And depending on what your mindfulness is looking at, what your mindfulness is watching at, these conditions. So, for example, Buddha talks in different types of topics or dharmas. What the Buddha teaches for the purification of the mind, for the freedom from samsara. Like the Buddha said, what I taught you like leaves in my hand. What I did not teach you are like leaves in the forest. So these are the sort of things that have been picked up. The first topic of the Dhamma Nupassana is this hindrances. Dhamma Nupassana, Nivarana. You know there are five hindrances. Sensual craving, sense craving, ill will, this anger, love and hopeful, restlessness and remorse or worry, and skeptical doubts. These are your five good friends. Good. Inverted commas. Main opposition party. Okay, English. Five hindrances, and so this main thing is the five hindrances. And so this would naturally be the object of the mindfulness, Vipassana mindfulness. And so as I was saying that when you talk of this, explain of this Dharma, you have to use words, you have to use concepts to explain. You cannot go deep inside. When you go deep inside, there are no words. There are no concepts. So you explain in such a way that it is far-reaching, deeper meaning. And so, but you start with what is obvious. But the idea is when you go in deeper into the five hindrances, you don't see just the five hindrances, one hindrance at a time. You see the connections and the conditioning connected with the whole five hindrances. But you start slowly, you start from the beginning. You start, okay, craving. It doesn't go away, why? So you can see all the conditions are there. Why? Why doesn't the craving go away? It's so nice. is attached to the joy. Grieving is bad, but joy is so nice. Yeah. So, why the grieving don't go? Because it's attached to the joy, it just comes with grieving. So you see the conditioning. Then grieving went, and why was that? Thinking. Why can't I stop the thinking? You'd be attached to the thinking. Thomas! Attached to thinking. Sometimes not attached to thinking, sometimes it's the habit. Habit is a different type of conditioning. And so you see all the different causes that come with it. And finally you come to the root. And there was one person who was attached to drinking. So the partner, and the partner asked, you better go and meditate. So he came and meditate. He said, you watch the craving. He said, oh, he finds so many causes of craving. And finally, what did he get? The pure craving to want more and more. That's the root. You can, So you see from one to another to the conditioning. And the pure craving root, that is goes deep. That goes so deep till you see it as the cause of whole samsara. But if you go so deep, it's different. It's not the normal thing that you see. You see, you experience different, each and different. It doesn't seem so like a hungry ghost. It has very deep roots in delusion. So if you want to really get rid of defilements, you have to go into those levels. For example, vipassana, before you get the deep insights, you have to see delusion. The nature of the underlying delusion. Say for example, one man was meditating, was looking at craving. He saw craving in two aspects. One was the surface, like everything holding together. This he saw it as clearly as identification process. I, me, mine. Another one is an animal. It's a very primitive craving on the very base. Very, very powerful. This is the more difficult one, the root. A very interesting story. Because this man, he tries that in a way he is a very spiritual man, German. He studies Christian mysticism. That is Buddhist meditation and everything, no? Right. But he has very strong sexual desires. So I said, when he comes to watch, put on everything watch. And he watched, very interesting. You know what? He found himself watching himself swim in the womb of the mother. Looking for people. So that sexual desire is actually a superficial. And the root is the looking for desire for existence. This is the root. That one is very gross. The churura. So you never underestimate the watching of these hindrances. So when you meditate and you watch the hindrances, craving, anger, and you don't want to quickly put it away. Put it in mindfulness. When mindfulness is strong, it goes away anyway. But as you develop your mindfulness deeper and deeper, stronger, every time it comes, you watch it, it goes deeper into the nature of this craving, sense desire. And so it deepens as you practice. Of course, when you are doing this mindfulness, when your mindfulness becomes strong, craving won't arise. Because there's mindfulness. Okay, craving arise. Can it? It doesn't arise at that moment. But the root is still there. It's still in the matrix. You want to, you go into the matrix, you can see it. It's there in a different form, not in the normal form, it's same in that condition. That's how the yin yang in it. That's how they say, like a mesh, huh? The fire in the mesh. You can see the mesh. The fire is in the mesh. Huh? So you set the condition. But when you strike it, the fire comes out. So what do you do? There's a fire and a mesh box. Take the two together and throw it away. Then no fire. This is the conditioning. So when you talk hindrances, you talk of these five hindrances. No? So you see, starting here, arising of the conditioning, conditioning of the hindrances. I put the center here. Hindrance, that is the cause of it arising. When the dissolution, the cause for its dissolution. But the dissolution, you see, is not always the same level of dissolution. Depending on how deep your insight and your mindfulness and wisdom is, the distribution becomes finer and finer. Anicca sanya, impermanence, perception impermanence. That's why it goes into the three universal characteristics. When it's complete cessation, nirvana, then you go to the cessation.所以刚才我们讲的，要解释了，在上面解释，因为用观念来解释嘛。到时候啊，你要修行啊，进去那个，再深入啊，就没有观念了。我说解释，先讲释了，像我们讲五戒，什么是五戒？
第一是贪念，第二是嗔恨嘛，三是分神，第四是妖集、虚无是怀疑啊，这个是他的，就是他的里面呢、啊，外面呢、啊，看到吗？如果你要讲法念出来，就在神农体系了啊。讲神农体系啊，他去解释了，你看这个啊，这贪念的起来，为什么？ 做到起来，你当年在消灭，为什么在消灭？有很多原因啊，就是在那个 map 里面呢，你如果从萨拉图加你要去涅槃啊，你从那个方向去啊，你去要去第一啊，你就从那个方向去啊，哪一个方向？看到九天啊，你进去啊，就是第一的。 第一的方向啦，你要去涅槃啦，去 DMC， Meditation Center 啊，如果还不够了，你要飞到缅甸去了，所以就找那个演员，可能这个呢就是 DMC 的心里面的，这应该是演员啊。 所以你看了，因为你是解释到的，你应该跟因缘没有这样容易的。你一直看它，啊，弹来啊，为什么？哇，没有做什么东西，这样多弹下起来了，啊，应该有因缘，就是没有因缘的。哎，突然间，关，没有去的，为什么？它有了因缘，它你的因缘，啊，它有很多因缘，你一直看，多次了。
啊，他那些一年就比较明显了，就慢慢去看到这深入，看到他相对一年就感觉就觉得神秘，就明显了，啊，就是慢慢投入在那个，记住啊，记住，举证，真的。 有一点是讲啊，这个平常呢，这个五盖起来呀，啊，重要的是没有正念了，啊，有正念就不起来了。 但是呢，真正到了来，他就来不来了。那么我们讲他管他，就是来的时候我们管他，灭的时候我们知道他怎样灭，多多吃，多多吃了呢，慢慢开始来得很吃了，你才知道啊，要去想到一大堆，你才知道哦，我想哦，想到半个小时了，想什么怎样做生意啊，要生意比较大一点啊，对吧？我有很多生意人来打坐啊，他打坐的时候很多好的计划的是吧？因为是比较清静啊，这计划更好。我们可以写下来吗？他讲不要，不要写下来。你说他打电话来啊，他要买这个股票啊。我拿那个电话，你发生气啊？你说打电话，你拿个干电话来，我要给你电话丢掉。平常我就没有挣钱，我你要下地狱你的事。这个你看到多多事呢，然后哎来，你看到眼睛看到他的眼睛，你的眼睛在那边呢。然后我是这样的时候了，你看得清楚他眼睛了。到时候那个贪嗔痴还没出来的时候你知道因为什么？那个眼睛在那边。因为他就是很假的哦，他会变成那边样了。你笑笑笑啊，我现在打坐他说一个人来，知道，哎哇，你忘记电视你听到就完了。你说没有，不是贪，是一个好奇而已。你说不是贪，是一种喜悦而已，喜悦不是恶的。有些人打坐，所以早上、晚上加上下，哇 ，very peaceful, very nice， 睡觉。Why? Because you never not mindful of the joy, which is a basic condition for attachment and basic condition for sloth and sorrow. You never know that. And then you mindful? Not yes, I'm mindful, but not mindful enough. Not mindful of the condition.你会抓那个眼睛呢，到那个五盖还没起来你知道。然后如果他跑比较深就是跑到他的根那沙婆界的根，三个轮回的根，十二因缘的根三个三生死这三个比较重要是贪嗔痴这两个比较重要是痴三个，这个是看到因缘，他因缘间看到的就深了，就是我们讲潜伏在心里面的因缘就关到进去里面，但这个多数是人的在修行他观智比较深就看得清楚，因为他的那个形象的特相特处有关系，每一个形象不同的嘛，就是形象的特处你看本来不是他来的，你看呢好像是他就是他来的他的根在里面，如果有正念要有观世看他就改他，改到别人不同了好像贪嗔恨心就变成解脱心情，建立心情 生觉得拿他是管他，问他这个心的是法，哇，好像很吵啊，好像里面啊，这个法蒂呀，啊，法蒂，大师姐，好像法蒂呀，法蒂，法蒂，我问叫什么？
对，
叫法蒂。
对啊，
是什么？把我之前讲。
哎，对啊。
哎，对啊。
对啊。
排队。我在山里面的啊，就想像是搭爬梯、爱飞一样啊，这个，然后这个理想啊，原来是一种傻子啊，傻子的心来的，傻子的心移出来的，所以平常人呢，你看都是跟那个真实的排队啊。是一样，那个是不是好像一样一样？给你讲一个故事啊，就是呢，在哪里？在Austria 的首都是什么？
维也纳。
我一个朋友，我去维也纳，我带你一个很。好奇 interesting place， 我们可能在做 where all the Czech dissidents meet， 捷克的反对政府的，以前反对共产党的，谁在那边 ？where all the， 去了哪里啊？去了一个酒吧 ，bar， 温州 bar。那是白天啊，不是晚上啊，白天你的 daytime 去那边哦，他们就喝，他们喝咖啡喝什么 fruit juice 啊 ，other people drink beer and people drink juice。我们讲啊，一个人坐在我们旁边啊 ，and somebody drink， 哦，醉了，已经是100%醉了。啊，他讲话就是像这样动摇的哦，啊，你脖子摸了，你怎么？啊 ，I drink so much because I cannot bear suffering 啊。我好像就去要追，因为我受不了那个苦啊。啊，还是这样，You can see the mind is completely out. See, 在不在于这个，但是你讲的完全不知道，连他知道他怎么讲话。我看他心好像都保住我的心一样。啊，你找不到我，不知道昨天你找不到。因为这些人呢，就是一个 no borders， 都没有限制的。You don't have borders on this stuff. So you need to be careful. There are certain people who have no borders. Yeah? People without borders, who are these people? Schizophrenia. No borders. Yeah.Some people with too big bodies, paranoid. They want to keep away from you, don't worry. They just want to come to you. They become part of you. So, this, this, 姻缘给他起来的是什么? 啊，你那个四念处里面的经啊论啊，就讲讲到给你知道啊，啊，就是好像什么一个呢，最重要的那个贪啊，是那个 attractive object, the main cause of the craving.Sensual is the attractive object. 那个美丽的所缘啊，那个 the main cause. 还有其他的啦，好像没有这个正念在那个，没有那个 manasikara, 有你说 manasikara, 有什么？
如理作用
啊，你没有那个，哦，这个也是跟正念一起来的。真正行呢，就是说最重要就是那个所缘啊，那个是什么 repulsive object, the main condition arising for anger is a repulsive object, 像讨厌的所缘啊，讨厌看到是讨厌的，讨厌什么，像那东西很肮脏啊，你看到讨厌哦，身上很多血啊，死人啊，讨厌啊，这是正常心，这是恐惧心，恐惧心也是正常心啊，啊，这个情况就是讲解释了，啊啊，那么分成呢是什么？是吧？Wrong attitude towards Lord and Papa. Wrong attitude. 我们讲嘛。有 attitude of the same genus. 看吧。
心态、态度。
啊，错的对，态度对，分成。因为你结缘分真好啊，啊，就是说，啊，从 attitude 就是说很多话 ，school 说就是 restful， 啊 ，in the beginning maybe， 啊 ，later no， 啊 ，similarly with 跟那个教习也是一样，啊 ，and the skeptical thoughts also the same， wrong attitude。是 main thing 啊，当然你还有其他的原因啊，啊，没婚生啊，是吧？太好命了，啊，受不了苦啊，为什么呢？受不了苦啊，啊，一种的逃避就是跑去睡觉啊，是吧？你说是逃避苦，就是在要跑去睡觉。啊，那调集呢？什么？这些调集人呢？都说啊，闷了，去找事做了哈。啊，闷到死了，找朋友讲话了哈。啊，没有朋友讲话就啊，找电视看电视影哦，电视影啊，录来就是对人。找什么？找自己讲话。怀疑呢？啊，怀疑是，就是讲更详细，想得多，他不知道怎样听啊。啊 ，there always limits to our rationality. 啊 ，don't know when to stop. 啊 ，so when you're able to see all this.General discourses, and you can see them, generally the hindrances become less and less, and become not there anymore, at least for the time being. But when you can see it, then you see the dissolution more and more. That means at the beginning you see it dissolve slowly, later the moment it comes, it dissolves. And sometimes it depends on how clearly you see the characteristic of the sloth and topper also. For example, look like people say sleepy, and then they wake up. It's partly trying to push it away. And sleepy must really catch the sleepiness of it. So, it goes. So, you have an opportunity when one day you are very sleepy. You say, I want to sleep. Yeah, I won't move this from this place until I see the sloth and tortoise in the face. I'm thinking to look at that person. Then I won't push it. I just send something to the other piece. I won't push it. It's just a joke.
In the forest, then it's not clear. Clear must be really clear and catchy. So when you can do that, when you grab hold of the stiff dog, then you see the true face of the stiff dog. Very quickly you can see the disappearance of the sloth and tortoise. Yes, the disappearance of the consciousness of the sloth and tortoise, and you can see the disappearance very clearly. And the appearance of very clearly of the clear and bright consciousness. You can see even more clearly you may be able to cut into the roots as well. That's all. This is constantly see disappearance many times. Then who are? He's not up to see.医生的那个时候里面看到什么就是那个
我们希望呢，我们是想看形象，是形象，形象很多种的，那里面的形象你看到，你可以看到啊，这个啊，你看波涛呢，在那个来波了那个结界、啊，那你可以触到多少啊？啊，跟那个外热啊，躲在里面了。So when you want to go into this, and when you get into this spring more and more, then you go into the three muscular process. Of course, when the craving is not interested, it's that not, the condition is still in the mind. And so you see it in the deeper levels of creation. That is in your mental formations. And when you see your mind in matter, particularly something wrong, when you start going deeper, up to the force of that knowledge, then you start stepping into the formations even clearer. It's a cycle. After the force of that knowledge, it's a cycle. After they go, it's a deeper cycle. But the formations are very clear. So when you see the formations very clear, they call it Sankara Dukkha. Because the formations of this mind and body processes, all these sensations, you see, the sensation arises and disappears. You see clearly, it's not just one small thought that arises and disappears. You go through a different cycle, it comes in different forms. It's connected with your mind, how you perceive it and how the mind works. And so, in those levels, for example, when you watch them, certain things come up. Like for example, if it's connected to anger, a lot of terrible pictures will come out. Because those formations are connected with it. Pictures are nothing like concepts, but they're connected with that type of formation. And so a lot of this dukkha-jnana, this suffering formations, this suffering formations are such that, like for example, the fear, knowledge of terror, knowledge of terror. It's not that at that time you are fearful. So you meditate, oh, I'm so fearful, I got a fall. Fearful inside knowledge. No. Inside knowledge, no fear. I'm going to see now. There's inside terror. They say, oh, I meditate, suddenly I become very fearful. I must be having this fear inside knowledge. No. Inside knowledge, no fear. When inside knowledge is strong mindfulness. It's inside of fearfulness of formations. I kind of see the formations like you see it explode. It explodes. You know? But the mind is mindful. But even the moment you're not mindful, you become actually frightened. That means you're not really not having inside anymore. You're having build up of paranoia. So at certain stages of the insight development, you have to be careful. Otherwise, if you're not careful and you don't have proper guidance to handle this nature of formations, you may get into some psychological problems. But usually we don't tell people this. Tell people this, people don't meditate. Anyway, you are in samsara, you're going to get into the deep psychological problems anywhere, sooner or later, you know? So you don't face with this now, when are you going to face with it? So, chonga! Like Kwang Mulan, chonga! It means the Wang Zhen Yi Qian, chonga! Woman General, Kwang Mulan. That's how I see the show. She will stand in front, she dressed as a male, you know, the Chinese general, who's a woman. She said, very close. Once the army starts, she said, charge! Like in the, what? Cannons to the right of them, cannons to the left of them, cannons all over them, and to the valley of death, to the valley of hell, rode this 600. You know? the charge of the light brigade. Famous poetry. So might as well in this life you make something out of it. This is what you call, you have to face and stress it. So vipassana is the practice of the machos. Macho men and macho women. But not just bull, bull strength, but now, must have skill. So there are different ways of handling this type of omissions. So that's the point where you deal with the sankhara dukkha. The roots, the conditions where the defilements hide. But the deepest part is illusion, not hiding illusion. Illusion is dark, darker than dark. The Lord of Darkness, because a big black cloud. C-L-O-U-D, cloud. Black cloud. And inside this cloud, what is Master here? Oh, little fellows. All these little disciples say, come out, when you're not looking, they come out. You want to look for it, you cannot, because we hide inside the delusion. And delusion, externally, you see, this already externally, normally, when the delusion come out, in general, it's there. Obviously your mind is blue. Illusion two types. One is passive, one is active. Passive is in the sense that it doesn't do anything, it just cover your kamutawa. Active is it works with the craving anger when it's not active, no? Even but without craving or anger it also can be active. That is hallucinatory. Like a mad fellow, I'm not sure. This delusion that comes, that is found in the latent condition of the mind. It's the mental state. So when you are raised to the rock bottom, that's why the Buddha said the greatest of all stain is the stain of delusion. Pitanamura, that's what you just said. Yeah, 你也讲到这里。